This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Oh, I can't tell you how wonderful it is to be able to bring you this word. We come to part 20 of this amazing series, Resolving Conflict. Conflict that we have in our lives every single day, and we are learning more and more what the Bible is saying about resolving conflict. And today, we come to Psalm 103. I love Psalm 103 so much. I've done an entire series on it, on the entire psalm. But today, we focus our attention on verse 8. And this is what it says. The Lord is compassionate and merciful. Say that after me. The Lord is compassionate and merciful. Come on, say it again. I know you're not repeating it, and I need you to. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. Oh boy, that is the God I serve. And believe you me, beloved, I have done many things wrong. I've gone round corners that I should never have gone round. I've turned left instead of turning right. I have done this and I have done that. I have been involved in conflict after conflict after conflict after conflict after conflict. And I look at the book. I look at the Word of God and see that the God I serve is compassionate and He's merciful. He is so compassionate and so merciful. You know, when the time of judgment comes, I have no idea why people don't understand what Scripture is saying. I just don't have a clue. Why people are not turning to Almighty God. Why people are not realizing that the true God is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. There is only one. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That is what he says. He says, "Love one another as I have loved you." He's giving you a way out all the time. He is always giving you an opportunity to turn to him. But one day, and I believe it's one day soon, it'll be too late. It will be too late. And as the Bible tells us, there will be much gnashing of teeth. Because you've missed the boat. Because you didn't get on the boat when you had an opportunity. And you know what? When one is standing before Almighty God and you have not made a declaration that you want Him in your life and you want to follow Him, one day that day is going to come when you will be judged. And as you stand before Almighty God, He will then begin to tell you the times that you have heard the gospel and you have rejected it. The times that you have heard the word of God and you have turned away from it. But Almighty God is so merciful, and there is still time now, right now. The Lord is compassionate and merciful. He's slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. So when we're going through conflict, what do we need to do? We need to emulate our God, because we can't do it alone. Do you not see? Do you not understand? We cannot do this alone. We can only do it with Almighty God, because He is there, and He is there to listen to you. A little bit earlier on, I was praying for David and for Kim. David's lost his job, and he doesn't know what to do except try and find another one. But you know what? The Lord is so faithful and so compassionate and so full of unfailing love. His love pours down upon us, so that the problems and conflicts that come into our lives become second nature. They don't mean anything at all because of God's unfailing love. And when you're feeling in that time of conflict, many times I've said the way to deal with that is just to say, silence be calm, silence be still. And it has worked for me. It has worked countless times for me. And I know deep in my heart that you understand this. So there you are in a conflict. There you are in the midst of an argument, when voices are raised and tempers are flaring. And suddenly in your mind you say, silence be still. I know that I know that if you say those words into your heart, or you say them out loud from your side, there will be no more conflict, because Almighty God is giving you the way out. Why? Because He's compassionate. Why? Because He's merciful. Why? Because our God is slow to get angry, and He is filled with unfailing love. What does that mean? It means that God is never empty of unfailing love. It means He's filled to completion the whole time of this unfailing love. And it's a love that never fails. It doesn't fall over. It doesn't do anything wrong. It keeps no records of being wrong. Turn with me real quick to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, and the 13th chapter. Go with me there real fast, and from verse 4. Love is patient. So when you're thinking about God's unfailing love, this is what you're talking about. God's love is patient. God's love is kind. God's love is not jealous or boastful or proud. God's love is never rude. God's love never demands its own way. Our Father's love is not irritable, and it keeps no record of when it's been wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. God's love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. That's how His love is. That's why it never fails. But beloved, our love fails. Often our love fails. And if our love didn't fail, then we will understand exactly what His unfailing love means. But our love does fail, and we are called to love the way Jesus loved us. He said, love one another as I have loved you. love one another. It's important. It's important to point it out. So when we are trying so desperately in our own strength to resolve a conflict, forget it. Don't even try. Don't even bother, because it is too difficult. But what we've got to do is we've got to trust Him. What we've got to do is we've got to say to Him, Lord God Almighty, I'm turning to you now to resolve this conflict, and He will whisper into your heart, silence, be still. You see, Jesus was on the Sea of Galilee, and He's with the disciples, and a storm came, and they were so scared they didn't know what to do. And remember this, they were used to the storms. They were used to the storms that sweep through Galilee. But this particular day, the storm must have been so horrendous that even these disciples, hardened fishermen, they were scared. And Jesus, where was He? He was asleep in the boat, fast asleep. As the boat was tossed from side to side, the Son of God was sleeping like a baby. And He stood when they woke Him. And He rebuked the wind, the Bible tells us. He told off the wind and then said, silence, be still. And immediately, the waves stopped. And immediately, the Sea of Galilee was like a mill pond. And I know this, that when you mention those words, silence, be still, in a conflict, the waves go, and your soul becomes as still as a mill pond, because now peace reigns in your heart. When we're in conflict, we need to turn to Almighty God. We need to emulate His word, what He says. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is on a very, very slow burn. Beloved, turn to Him before it's too late. Just say these words, Heavenly Father, come into my life now and make me a brand new person. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, if you have said those words, if you have said the words of that prayer, I want to know. Send me an email real quick. studio@worshipradio247.org. That's the email address. And just say simply this, it was me. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' mighty name.